Can I get a toot toot? Can I get a beep beep? Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
I don't know, though, but you guys yesterday at the club playing the remix to Ignition, yes. And I was like,
I know. See?
Funny because we were at the other side, and we were talking about this, and yeah. I tell the guys, I'm going to make a playlist all R. Kelly.
Oh, my God.
It was the worst fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, were people's faces like...
No, nobody really gave a fuck.
It was
just annoying hearing fucking 17 R. Kelly songs with
12 play.
With majority of the people in there fucking men. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like you're hearing fuck music where it's like, I'm looking into Nelson's eyes like, hi.
Well, didn't you guys meet girls though?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Hey, maybe it worked.
No, they were on their way before.
Oh, I
the
said,
R.
did
Kelly.
You guys meet girls there?
No. So, little interesting turn of events. That piece of shit R. Kelly, getting called out in his little documentary, raping girls and pedophilia and being a fucking tool bag.
Serious stuff.
Okay, so you guys watched the documentary, right?
No, I did not.
I haven't either.
Oh, really? No,
we just follow the tabloids and, you read the testimonies from these girls. It's fucking stupid. So here's my deal. Number one, this is where I have a problem. If I have a fucking kid, number one, if I have a child that's underage, right, I'm not going to let that child go into a recording studio by herself with this grown-ass man. I don't know if these kids were underprivileged or what he preyed on, but I just in general, like if I have a kid, like I'm not going to let my kid go with strangers.
Right.
You know what I mean? Unless there's enough supervision, there's like you said, you had a female
but not every second that person can be there. And if it's like, hey, come to let's go have a conversation and things like that, you think everything's fine and you're just like, you trust these people. Cause I think the whole thing is about trust. Mm-hmm. What's his name? The college coach.
Oh, Paterno?
Yeah. So it's like he would go underprivileged kids, right? No. The one from Penn State.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He would go underprivileged kids and it's like
he was the head coach, but it was like one of the like defensive coordinators, whatnot, that he was great. You know, he was being the douche. But Paterno knew about it, I think.
Yes. And the guy, what is it? But like literally had, and if you look up to these people, like at first, it's very obviously the first time is not going to be like, hey, they earn your trust. You know, you're younger. And my biggest thing for like the R. Kelly thing, too, is like maybe we should go back to
R. Kelly. So Tim, your issue is with the parents that weren't there. And I know last night we were discussing, that the women that are coming out and accusing him are, older. And they were older. And from what I know, apparently this is in the documentary and a friend of ours was telling us this, that, these women, he had like rooms where, he kept all these girls kind of separated, right?
He had like six rooms in the house and each girl had a room. And like if they needed to use the bathroom or do anything, like they had to get permission to get to go, and do all this stuff.
Right. So. And the same thing that Damon said, for me, it's like, which is what I told you, my issue is not those women, like you're old and you should already, what you're getting into. Do you see what I'm saying? Like he didn't lock them up, he wasn't holding them against their will. Maybe he was being, you say he did beat them.
I think one or two, I think a few of them, there was some physicality, but right. For the most part, it was, he loved women, whatever. He has an addiction but he was brainwashing all these girls. Like he would tell one of them, and this is also with the kids, right? He would get one that was like 17. I was reading one of the articles and like one of the 17-year-olds and they wanted to please him. They were in love with them. And this sick fuck, he told me he never had a threesome before. Right. So, and they were like, okay, well, I'm okay with it. Right. And the girl that they wound up having a threesome with was 15. But he kept telling her, oh, she was 16. It's okay, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's even 16 is not.
So depending what I don't know what the laws are in Chicago. It might be 16, might be consent. I don't know. I don't know I don't know all the laws. When I hear anything under like 18, that's just disgusting, right? I don't care how old or what the law is. But after he had it, he was like, oh, let's do it again. And then, I mean, as she's gotten older, she's like, oh, shit. Like, he's done this before. You know what I mean? Like, he's just a sick fuck. And a lot of these older women, like, they loved him because he was buying them Mercedes. He was paying bill. You know what I mean? Like, so they were getting shit out of this deal, right? Mm-hmm. So now you're going to come back and say, like, you're all fucked up, blah, blah, blah. I get you were brainwashed, but part of it's on your own will. You know what I mean? Like, you could leave. Why didn't you leave? Like, would you put yourself in that situation as a female?
Okay, so of course I want to sit here and be like, oh, yes, I would totally put myself in that situation. I don't think that's what you don't ever think about, like, going into it or going into something, how it turns out. So I'm, you know, not been in the most, you know, healthy relationships every time or whatever. And, you know, some of them have been kind of pretty tumultuous or whatever. And you don't go into it, you know, with these ideas or it's going to be bad. And so when something questionable happens, the first thing is like, okay, yeah, that was icky, or that was like, I don't like that, you know, or that's not good. Okay, but, you know, you're almost weighing pros and cons, right? It's not even about pros and cons. It's almost just like, okay, that's one time. And then it's like, okay, all this other stuff, that just, maybe that was just, I don't know, let's just brush that off or whatever. Can you just brush it off? Or you, but then, like, then when things keep happening, that's just like, whether you get abused or not, it's like, when I say getting away is, it's great if you are able to just be like, hell, fuck no, I'm out of here. You know what I mean? But most of the time, it's been a process and a slow chip away at your self-worth and self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And so it's not about always the physical or the action that's happening against you. It's already like your brain is already like, you know, and the things that are being said, like, you're not going to find anything better than me. All these things that I can do for you, all this. And you're just like, you're kind of like, you know, and if anything else is going on in your life, and like I said, it's not always the bad, right? But when it's bad, it's bad. And that sounds like so terrible, but like, that's kind of how my whole point is, how you can get wrapped up into something and not realize. And all of a sudden you like look up, you know, 5 years later and you're like, what's happening to me? Like, who am I? Why would I let this happen to myself or my kids? Or I understand what can happen and it's never right and it's never good. And hopefully you can catch yourself before any of that yucky stuff happens. But like,
so in this case, like, you know, can you still listen to his music?
So like I said, when I heard it, I remember the good things of it, right? I remember like me jamming. Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about, I remember me in college jamming, like, you know, like to the remix. Like it's fun, right? And so that being said, it's like, is there a separate issue here? Not an issue, but it's like, one is music, one is the person. Now am I going to continue to buy this person's stuff? Am I going to, you know, like, I don't have a need for that. But am I going to not, when I hear this song, be like, oh, turn it off? It's like, no. And I have great memories with that song. And it doesn't, I don't think that defines like me or says, oh, because I don't believe in that. It's more like, yeah, what he did and his choices that he's made are very shitty. I don't condone it. I don't, whatever. But like, the music is fucking good.
Right. Would you go to a concert? Would you go to
right now? Hell to no. Fuck that. Absolutely not.
So you sent me a video.
Yes,
right.
I did.
We started.
Oh, we
discussed this. Okay, so say again.
To be continued. No, it's here. Uh oh.
Okay, so what? Oh my God! Stop. Okay, all right. So you sent me this video, and it's R. Kelly, and there's girls that are like freaking out about him, taking pictures, and this is after everybody knows what he's been doing.
This was like 2 days ago. Three days ago.
So then. What is your issue with that video?
What was my issue with that video? Yeah. It was just showing you guys and sending you guys like, man, this is still like he's out there like right here with you and me. And someone's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Let me still get a picture with you. I'm kind of like, no, bro. Like, yeah. I get it. And you know what? For him as a person, he's jacked up. And when they were like, oh, it's his birthday, he was going out. It's kind of like, he's so unbothered by what's happening. It's like, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But all I know is I'm not going to go up and take a picture with him and be like, I met R. Kelly last night. Or am I going to want to like, It's like, no, like, just like what happened with, you know, Chris Brown, like, no one was going to be snapping Chris Brown photos. Like, you just beat Rihanna, dude. Like, no, like, that's the same thing that should be happening. But it's like, kind of doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, but now people love Chris Brown. It's almost like they forgot about it.
It's not forgot, but what happens at a certain point, there has to be time where you can like not invent, but where you can say, you know what? I did these things. These are the steps that I took to try to like rehabilitate or whatever. And if you have a history of repeated behavior, you know what? You're done. But like, you have to be able to come up, you know, from the ashes, so to speak, like Phoenix, and be able to like change, right? And be able to change.
Sorry.
And give that opportunity.
You don't have to be given it, but it'd be nice. So let me ask you this. So many moons ago, you know, over 12, 13 years ago, Michael Vick, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, you know, not of all time, but he was a great quarterback for his time. And he could have been maybe one of the best, right? He was something different that the NFL has never seen. He gets caught out and gets arrested for all the dog fighting and beating. Now, he gets out of jail. He gets a second chance, you know.
Sure.
But do you still think Michael Vick is a good person?
So is that what's in question here? Is that what we're... So my thing is, I think we have to...
Like, do you want to support him and buy his jerseys and make
him
money?
So you're going to stop listening to anything R. Kelly?
Like, I'm not going out of my way. Like, you put it on, I'm not going to storm out of there.
So you can't separate the artist from...
No, I don't want to make assholes richer. You know what I'm saying? By you putting money into that jukebox and playing that song, he gets royalties on that. So he gets to keep growing in this fucked up situation. So he, like, a lot of his music after this documentary, like, he started getting a massive amount of downloads and he became relevant again. You know what I mean? Because of this
documentary. No publicity is bad publicity.
Right. But
you're in the news.
I'm not going to give my money to that piece of shit. You know what I mean? Yes. I have great memories of a lot of his songs. Fuck to a lot of his songs, you know, in the car. I've danced with females, friends.
What song in particular?
Yeah.
Let me get your playlist.
About this. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, shit.
Oreo.
Yeah, no. When you have car sex back in the day, you know what I mean? It is what it is. So, but I'm not gonna storm out of a place, but I'm not gonna give him any money. He drops a new album. Guess what? I am not paying for it. I'm not gonna put my money in a jukebox and do it. I'm not gonna go on Spotify and say play the R. Kelly list. Mm-hmm. He's gonna get none of my money.
Agreed. And what you already have, you're not gonna just erase and say iTunes, I'm not gonna ever play that again. It's like it's there. But going forward, it's like I agree. It's like going forward, like, you did what you did, like as in musical, you know, people say genius, whatever. You put your stamp on that. But you put your stamp on some other stuff that's now tarnished. I'm sorry, people don't want to work with you, and they shouldn't. And more people should say, no, I'm not going to work with you.
Lady Gaga just came out too.
My deal with him is when he messed around with young girls.
100%.
Right? Underage girls, to me, it's like, dude, you're an idiot and done. You know, nobody can defend you. But the older women who come out and are you know, saying, oh, I was emotionally manipulated. It's like, stop.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Seriously, like,
if there was no kids involved, cool. Keep supporting them. Give them your money, whatever.
Okay. But let's just take it easy a little bit.
Like, children,
because when you guys say also too, like, oh, since they're older women, then like, oh, I would still support him. Yes, if people come out and, you know, they're older and they're saying they have these emotional things and whatever, I understand if you're like, it's a little sketch. But again, through the history of everything you know, whether it be sketch or not, because you think they're, you know, 30 and they should be able to like separate themselves and know when someone's bamboozling them and whatever else, that's still the same person. And like, all those things did still happen. And I think you should think about how you can easily say, hey, if they're under 18, oh yeah, he's a, you know, fucking disgusting creepo. But if she's, you know, 25, then hey man, girl, you should have figured it out.
Wait, but it's like, you don't think that your mentality was different when you were 16 and your age now? There's no.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, so that's
okay, but I'm just saying, but what I'm saying, what it sounds like when you guys said what you said was that like, oh, these older women who are coming out, like if they say something, it's just like, who cares, ladies?
Yeah, because
like,
for me, it's like,
even if 20 of you, even if it happened to 20 of y'all, it was y'all's fault because you just never got away.
You're grown and you're getting a Mercedes and you're getting all these
things.
But you were emotionally manipulated.
Do you think that all, do you think that every single person that happened to, did you watch the thing? Is that really what they said? Like, oh, every person that he was like abused. limousine, blah, 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 blah.
He wasn't, he didn't have them chained up and locked in. They okay. they could have left any
Okay,
any
but
moment.
That's not the point. That's not the point.
How is that not? That's what I'm telling you. For me, it's like those grown women who say they were emotionally manipulated.
Who get yourself in like a bad I'm situation, sorry. Right? They got themselves in a bad situation. And whether it's 5 years, 10 years, whatever, they go back and they're like, you know what, man, like that at the core was like, it wasn't good. It was bad. And you're right. At the time, maybe they did drive that Mercedes and maybe that kind of was just like, okay, this is weird. But at the same time, it's still the same thing happening. You're still violated. You still have like, you're still like, you know, being hurt. And so just because you're deciding to stay right that second doesn't mean that.
So R. Kelly shows up here and he wants
to. And he wants to touch your penis. Okay. Stop. Let's talk about it. If you want to throw it back, like let's say there's guys this was happening to. I mean, like, come on. You're going to tell me. Seriously.
First of all, Jenna Jameson came here and wanted to touch my penis.
Did you really tell me to calm myself?
Yourself down.
Really?
Because I'm trying to get, I'm asking you a question and you're like assuming what I'm going to say.
No, I'm just going to put it on you, not me.
So, no. Let's talk about him. So he comes in the room and he wants to have a conversation with you. Mm-hmm. What do you say? You're like, get the fuck out of here, asshole, blah. What do you
just,
do?
He really wants to come in. I don't know him at all. Yeah. And he just wants to come in.
No, you know him. You know who he is.
Oh, like confirm
R. Kelly
thing.
Comes in. Yeah, exactly. Him, who he is today. He comes in and he wants to have a conversation with you. Do you talk to him?
Nah.
Really?
I don't know him. There's nothing that he's going to do to enrich my life. Like, are you trying, you know, there's just not really a point.
What if he says, I'll give you $1 million if you have a conversation with me?
What if he says?
I would have to think about it.
There you go. Well,
so I said I would think about it. Jeez.
There you yell go. Too much. So here's the deal. So think about it from the show's perspective.
Sure.
He comes in. That gives us views. You see what I'm saying? So you would, even then you'd be like, no, I don't want to talk to him.
About what?
Whatever. His situation that he's having today. You wouldn't have a conversation with him about it?
I don't think so.
Really? Tim, you would?
I would. Ask him why. Why'd you fuck with little girls? Like, what's your obsession, you sick fuck?
So the reason why I guess, like, to me, I would say no is because even though those questions you want to ask, I don't think that he is capable of giving us an answer that one is going to, it's not going to change the fact. It's not changing anything. And I think it's going to be bullshit. So
that's. So whatever he says, you're not going to buy it is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy it because you've had too long of a path to say, oh, like what kind of thing can you possibly say that's going to be like, is going to not even like change someone's mind, but like give any type of solace to the things that happened. It wasn't once, it wasn't twice, it wasn't, you know, 5 years, 10 years, it was your whole life. And it started because when you were, you know, molested at a very young age, and it's a mental problem.
Why
right?
do you think that there's not this movement to... like how there recently was for a guy who was going to go to the Supreme Court. Why do you think nobody's like, it's not like a scandal. You know what I mean? Like
it is a scandal.
But it's not at the level. In other words, why aren't we seeing hearings? Why aren't we seeing this guy being sat down and you know what I mean? Like you're going to be charged and this is going to happen to you. Know what I'm saying?
Those
like,
things are still going to be happening, but it's not going to be at the pace of that one, I believe.
The difference was because those victims came out and said yes. Right. So that's why, like in Chicago and Georgia, they're trying to tell all the victims, come out and say something. Cause the minute we do, you do, we can go get this guy and put him on trial. Right. So that's what happened with, you know, like with the, I always say his name.
So right now,
Kavanaugh.
It's still say, the girls it's still came alleged.
Out. Right. But they came out and said and accused him. So now, once there's an accusation, now you got to have, you know, that's where you get the trial, you know, you have to get the facts and now you investigations and all that. You got to dig. So they were smart, but try to do that with him. All they had to do was say it and, you know, try to delay it. And, you know, if they would have delayed it long enough to where this new Congress got in, he wasn't going in. You know what I mean? He probably wasn't going to get voted in. So, but anyway, you know, that's
to me, like I can separate the artist from the talent. You know what I mean? Like his character, or whatever. And then his music to me, it's like, I can enjoy because if I look for the purity in every single person that is acting in a movie, and therefore I'm not going to go watch this movie because there's characters in there who has a flaw. And again, I'm not excusing his behavior at all. He's a douche. You know what I mean? Like he's an idiot. But I can listen to his music and I can enjoy it. And
we're all guilty of this. We are all guilty of it because you know what? Everything that's around us that we listen to, that we watch, None of these guys are saints. None of these guys are saints, and they all got dirt. It's just
even the lyrics. I mean, some of the songs, the lyrics that we hear in some of the songs, it's like,
if it ain't no fun, if the homies can't have, now we all go like, oh shit. But really, that's a very degrading song.
So the other thing I was going to tell you about that,
when you were pole dancing to Skeet Skeet Skeet.
Yes, about that. So no, but when you have like a government official, someone who's in charge of making policies and, you know, is put up to having basically like, you know, I want to say like a moral code or just wait versus rappers and whatever. I think there's a different expectation that more people have, whether it's right or wrong, more people have of a government official than they have of, you know, R. Kelly or, you know, even, you know, people are outraged, but like, who are some of the basketball players who've got like in trouble for, like when Kobe was in trouble for a little while for some stuff, like athletes, you know, you just made it, Vic, it was for, you know, the dog thing, but like people are getting in trouble for different things. But I think the height of like what your profession is and what you're supposed to do, like you're in service to like serve the Constitution and you're doing some like, you know, side business stuff versus, hey, you're out here entertaining and I can choose to listen to you. You're making policies that are going to affect a lot of things. And I need your like moral compass to be like to the top.
So let me chime in on that.
Yeah, you disconnected your mic.
Oh, I turned it off. Sorry, guys. So here's the deal. Nobody even knew who this judge really was outside of politics. And if you follow it now, all of a sudden, every person with the phone that does some research, oh, he's guilty. He's this. He was 16 years old. And these people came out and they said, well, I can't really remember if he was there or not, but I'm pretty sure it was him. He was 16 years old. You are a minor. You haven't even hit your adult life yet. So if we're going to start judging everybody on what they do now as a minor, when you have a closed record, even if she went to the cops back in the 70s or 60s when this happened and she said, he touched me, you know what happened? He would have got a slap on the wrist. He maybe would have had a juvie record and it would have been closed. At 18 years old, his adult record would have started, right? So even if he did, he was 16 years old. And how are you going to judge somebody at 16 years old? I don't care if you're going for the Supreme Court judge now. Nobody is perfect.
I agree.
Nobody's perfect. So now you're trying to say that we're going to dictate what this guy did at 16 years old. Not from his entire political career, his entire college career. This guy basically didn't lose his virginity until he got married. So this guy is like the perfect, like, whatever, whether you agree with his policies or not. But as a person, I think his character was being attacked for no reason. They were trying to tarnish him.
Find something on
you,
him.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And you, when, I'm sorry, you're digging at 16 years old. Sorry. You're just digging. R. Kelly, he peed on a girl years ago and finally got the trial and somehow he got away with it. So I don't know how you get away with peeing on a girl, raping her and all that shit. It's system's fucked. But this guy's time and time and time again, and he's an adult. He's doing this as an adult. He's not like a 16-year-old kid fucking peeing on a girl. You know what I mean? He is an adult. So to me, a Supreme Court senator that nobody, Supreme Court justice that nobody even knew about, nobody even cared about justices unless you really followed this stuff. Now all of a sudden everybody knows, but R. Kelly, everybody knows. So people are more invested in the R. Kellys and the, you know.
Well, I think what she's talking about is that the judge has an impact on, will have an impact on our lives, and therefore the standards should be high for him. But I'm with you because if you want to talk about influence, though, and influence in society, sure.
Those guys have more influence than that judge.
They have way more influence than that. And he should be put up as an example of this is what happens to people who, you know, mess with little girls and do this stuff. So I'm all for, you know, the public.
Look at Cosby. Cosby got exactly. Cosby got it.
Yeah, I'm for it too. I mean, there's no argument here.
How come nobody's banging at his door? Yeah. And how come there's no protest and people like?
But why? I mean,
indignant about.
Maybe why? It is happening. Maybe it's just not being media.
I don't see it in the news.
Oh right, but that doesn't mean it's not happening. And that is what
the guy was at a concert and people were like trying to take selfies with him. It's like
he probably banged one or two of them there too.
Yeah, it's like come on. I mean, if
so, but the point is like, what are you wanting from people?
I want the same type of outrage.
Okay, but there is that same type of outrage, but not from everybody. But not from everybody.
And saying, hey, you know what, this guy, you know, sorry, man, you know, and
I agree. And I think a lot of people want that, but I don't know why more people aren't. So, but why do you feel like, I kind of tie it back to, why do you kind of feel this is maybe that it's like supposed to be like the women's movement or like,
so you brought
why?
That up in a conversation and for me, it's like,
because you brought
where
it up.
Where are they though? You know, because they were all up in arms. They were showing, they were saying, you know, don't approve this judge. And they were, you know, saying that he was a, you know what I mean? Like they were painting him as being the worst person ever, right? How come they're not doing that for this guy who really is a piece of shit? Why? And so to me, that feminist movement, those people who represent that movement, they're fake. They only promote their agenda. And I'm not saying they don't care about this. But I wish that there was this same level of outrage as there was during the judge.
And so what I'm saying, I think there is that same outrage, and I think there are people the fact that we have that one that's come out, the fact that there's like new R. Kelly, the fact that there's so many different also influencers, stars, talking against it, saying, oh, you know what? I'm not going to work with him. Oh, what? I'm doing this and I'm doing
like
that.
Lady Gaga apologized for working with him 5 years ago. To me, I'm like, that doesn't do shit.
Exactly. So yeah, that's another thing. I'm just saying that's not even like the point, but I'm saying that there are things.
Because they probably knew it and, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah. I don't take.
This guy's always been a piece of shit. This guy peed on a girl like years ago and you still work with him. Sorry. So right there, go fuck yourself. You don't have an argument to fucking, sorry.
Say whatever you're going to say.
Yeah, finish your statement, but I'm just saying just.
And I don't really know what, I don't have anything else to say about it.
All right. I think we, this conversation, do you want to come in on this? You want to be in?
Oh yeah, I want to hear your opinion.
Hey, get the mic right there, and you. I think you should sit over here. That way, the crowd can see you. You're in the you're in the view. Yep. Just pull that cable. It'll pull out.
That's what she said.
Jesus. And then Samantha, if you want to scoot over it just a little bit.
Is she still in the video?
Yeah, she can move the camera.
No, but I can't see it so.
So yeah, that's all I have to say about that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna be bringing in our first guest of the Salty Show. He is a honorary member.
R. Kelly is here.
He's one of the original Salty members. Our boy Damon, aka D Money. What's up, D?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, we're having a little technical difficulties for our first guest. You know, he's going to be a hunchback soon.
This disconnected from here. Plug it in over there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Right. Hold on.
Yep.
Right in the back. Just like a booty. Right in the back. Sorry. Anyway, so D, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Everything is good, man. It's all gravy. Good. So how do you feel about this? You know, give us your input.
Well, y'all brought something up about if he was here, if you would, you know, be willing to talk to him or whatnot. Yeah. But I would. Mm-hmm. I'd want to know his perspective. You know, I wouldn't want any cameras on him or nothing. I'd just want to have a conversation with him, you know? Because I feel like as an adult, you have power over children. Mm-hmm. And it's easier for you to manipulate their minds. I mean, there's a reason why they have a law for statutory rape. You know, they're not ready. They're not prepared. You know, there's something that comes after sex or, you know, they want you to at least have your wits about you, you know?
Yep.
When they talk about those older women, I don't feel as much for them. You know, I just don't, because to me it was easier for them to make a conscious choice. Like, I watched the documentary and I watched all the episodes, and these women made a conscious choice to go with this man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you did see it. Let me ask you this. Were they being held against their will?
Hey, stop saying that.
For the older women, I don't believe so. And I believe that's what hurts that Me Too movement, is the older women.
Yeah.
I believe they affect it because, you know, there was other things on like social media talking about how one of the moms, he was buying her car. She was able to leave when she wanted to. And it was the daughter. It was that woman's daughter who was basically giving her up.
Wow.
And saying he was giving her money for rent and, you know, flying her places and taking her. So to me, that destroys your Me Too movement. Once you have that weak link, it kind of makes everything kind of fall apart.
Right.
Now, if it's with the kids, then I have no sympathy for you. I just don't. When it comes to children, we're supposed to be their protectors. You're not supposed to take advantage of them. You're supposed to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
When you see a kid walking around in the street, the first thing you say to yourself is, where's your parents? What are you doing in the street? Where's your parents? That's our first thought.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to take advantage, I'm just not with that.
Yeah. You talk about, but as a kid, man, I'd be roaming the streets. Always being asked, where are your parents at? She's working.
Exactly.
But there was a concern because when you see a kid roaming the street, that's almost a red flag. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? You know, like something ain't right there.
Right.
I think 12, 13, 14, 15 is different.
You brought up that point. Tim did bring up that point and it's basically saying, you know, where are these parents? And you know what? They like the gifts and you know what I mean? Like the money that came with it. And so to me, those people should be held as much accountable.
Oh yeah. They're accomplices.
To him. Yeah. Because I don't know. Why are you making that face?
I'm not making faces.
I thought you were just
Real quick. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you, cause you watched the documentary. Mm-hmm. So those kids that he preyed on at the high school by his house and everything, were they of privileged, underprivileged, in the middle? You know what I mean?
Well, from the ones that I saw, it seemed like they were privileged. It seemed like there was both parents in the home. They seemed to have, their parents seemed to have like businesses, they were all right, you know? Mm-hmm. They weren't like destitute or anything.
So why, I just don't understand. We talked about this in the beginning. You're a parent. Would you ever let your kid go with a stranger to go record music and not be there?
Keyword you said is let. Right. You were a child before.
Yeah.
So you know, your parents didn't let you do everything. Some mm-hmm. things you got away with. So that's just the other part of it. It's R. Kelly. And you have to remember what type of figure he is.
Yeah.
So if Halle Berry or, you know, one of these actresses came to you and they were like,
hey, I'd be like this. Take me. Exactly. Tie me up. Do
so
whatever you want.
So you can't knock these little girls for wanting to go.
Hold on. You're right. When you say the key word there is little girl.
Yeah,
right?
They were manipulated, to me, obviously.
Yeah, but Tim is a grown ass man, and you know Beyonce comes to him. Believe me, and you know you're gonna be like, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
I'm gonna put a ring on it. You know what I'm saying?
even on a smaller scale though. Like if my daughter saw Dora, the Explorer,
mm-hmm.
you know, running down the street, she's probably going to chase her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
well, my thing is too, I think sometimes on that, not the flip side, but for parents too, and this goes back to any type of like someone that's like a higher official or someone that, you know, celebrity and comes to you as a parent and is, you know, taking interest in your child. Sometimes you too are kind of glazed over by, oh, this person is interested in my kid. They think that they have an ability or they could do this or do that. Like, I want to give my kid every opportunity to you know, be mentored by this person, you know? Right. So
when did this happen? When does the whole incident with the little girl, when did that happen?
I don't remember the exact
years ago.
Year. It's been years though. Because they're saying it was like almost 25 years or something like that.
Oh, wow.
This has been going on a long time, man. But when was the last time that he was involved with the little girl?
I don't know. I can't recall.
See, but for me, it's like you got to know that people around him, they have to have.
It takes a village. It takes a village to do something like that.
1,000%. He could not possibly get away with this alone.
Exactly. Yeah. So those people around him, do you see what I'm saying?
They're all guilty.
They're all guilty. The money, you know what I'm saying? He can. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, you got to hold all those people who were around him, who let him get away with that. Because, again, your Me Too movement relies on...
Oh, go ahead.
You're not about Me Too?
No, it's not that. I don't like how you guys are bringing the Me Too movement into a situation where it's more than... I think we should like define or like I want to actually hear what do you feel like is like the basis of the Me Too movement?
Yeah, so there's... So good. I'm glad you asked. So there is this
collective idea with among women, I don't know, Hollywood or whatever, that all of a sudden has become militant to find every single man who approached the girl in a way that she didn't like. It's gotten to that scale.
But that's so what you think Me Too is. I'm trying to understand what you feel like the Me Too movement is.
What do you think? What is it then?
No, I'm asking. That's
what I think it is.
You think it's a militant movement to get men?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
you for
molded into that. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for. Let me. I would like to know your guys' opinion too, because this is fascinating.
I'm trying to get the real definition, but.
But what do you think it is?
For me, I don't think it's a man-hating thing. I think it's an extension of, you know, that feminist movement and everything. And they want.
What's the feminist movement?
You know, just equal rights and, you know, all that. And just the power of, you know, you're not beneath, you're equal to men.
Okay.
I think it's more so just for awareness. I don't think it's more of an empowerment for women. I think they're just trying to create some sort of awareness of what's going on.
Yeah, but
I'm not taking away from like how they're going about things. I just think some of the people involved mess up their meaning or what they're trying to do.
Madonna.
Sure, and that's everything. We've talked about that with any causes, like. It starts off this pure thing and then people want to grab onto it and use it for their own, you know, devices.
Yep.
But so I would agree with the sense of, you know, Dave, is that like, it's more like, yes, me too. Like this stuff has happened. This stuff is happening. It's not to say let's go find every man who's doing this and like, you know, burn down his house and his walls.
I don't think you're hearing what these people are saying. They're talking about toxic masculinity. And to me, that's an issue where, like, just because boys are in general aggressive, it's toxic. So that's what I'm getting at, Samantha, is that the way that you present Me Too and the way that, you know, as awareness, okay, who's against that? Nobody's against that. But they've evolved or morphed into this ugly thing that now says any type of male interaction with a female is toxic, and therefore, you know,
I've never heard that or seen that.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's not there. I'm just saying I've never heard that or seen that. To literally say so general, any type of, you know, relation or engagement with a male and female is toxic. That's like insane.
Okay. A great example of that, we just had a conversation about the song. What was the name of that song? Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
The Me Too movement, that whole thing is what's bringing these a song, dude. And so the fact that you don't see it, to me, it worries me, because now you're supporting something that, again, in my opinion, it has bad repercussions on society because you're telling boys, yeah, this is not good, you know, for boys to be like this or, you know, aggressive or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a song. Can you explain to me what was wrong with that song?
I understand that. And we had the whole podcast over this, and I thought that was ridiculous. And I think that this is what gives me like a little, you know, triggers me a little bit, is because I feel like you take these issues and then you gather them in here and say, well, all of this is under the Me Too movement. Yeah. But it's not.
Well, that's how it is. It is. A lot of articles that I've read about this, about that, the R. Kelly, you know, that, and plus, you know, the Kavanaugh and all that. Yeah. Like, everything is all related to this whole hashtag Me Too.
Believe women.
Yes.
People wearing pussy hats because the president said something in a private conversation. You got all these people are like, oh my God, he's promoting this kind of. It's like, stop. It's, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. If it's to promote awareness, I'm all for that. But it's evolved into something else. And again, it's and it's selective in where its outrage is. And so that's all I'm saying. Go ahead. What?
I'm nothing.
I win.
I don't think there's winning at all.
I think I win. Is there like a bell?
Yeah. I mean, in the debate, there's winners and there's losers. I think in this one, I think Nelson won that one.
She's annoyed.
She's looking at the watch. She's about to get up and leave.
Oh, no. This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen.
So anyway, so I got something else. Right. So this is something else that's been bothering me. This government shutdown bullshit.
Mm.
This government shutdown shit. I know we try to cover everything. We touch the pop culture, but fuck this. We're getting into the politics. So
apparently you got 800,000 fucking employees out of work, you know, on furlough, not getting paid. Yeah, it's getting a little stuffy. You know, my armpits are sweating.
No. It's going to get loud.
Yeah.
Just turn on the AC. Tim, just go put the switch.
Nose goes.
Just put there's a switch on the left-hand side that says on, off. Just put it to on. Anyway, so I think that the issue that he just brought up, wherever you fall, okay, are you sure it's on? All right. I think wherever you're going to fall on the issue is how you feel about the issue of the border, right? People who don't support a wall don't feel that there's an issue. And then people who do are the ones who want a wall, right? So where do you fall in that? Where do you fall? Do you think there's a crisis at the border?
So we've had a little bit of these discussions before, and I think that, you know, I've watched the whole Gumball Theory thing, and I think it has some super valid points.
If you take a million in, you still have
not making a difference in the world.
It's not making a difference. It's about,
I think that's what you said.
No, but what I'm saying is, my point is, what are these countries doing for themselves?
Right.
You know what I mean?
For me, the biggest selling point was the argument of that the United States becomes a pressure release valve, basically, because the people who are sick of it, they leave. When we leave, this is what I'm saying. My family left. When if they would have been forced to stay or not have so much, you know, it's an open border, dude. Mm-hmm. Then the pressure builds up in those countries and change would come because people would be sick and tired and they wouldn't put up with you know, their governments and would change it. So then again, I go back to the question, do you guys feel that there is a crisis at the border or do you think it's made up? You.
I think it's a tantrum.
Trump's tantrum.
I just think, well, the topic that Tim brought up was government shutdown.
Right.
And to me, it's like I'm not getting what I want, so I'm going to throw a tantrum. And that's, to me, with all political parties, whether it be Democratic or Republican, they all throw these little tantrums. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand that they're hurting them. They're hurting ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's people who are in the government who aren't getting paid right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for assistance, but they can't get assistance because that too
is also close.
Yep. Is a shutdown.
Right.
Now, I do find the Gumball theory interesting, but it's missing a few things.
Okay.
When you have a classroom of students, how many people do you have teaching? Normally it's just one.
Right.
So my thing is you can have one person create a whole bunch of change for a whole bunch of different people. So when they say you're not, you know, you're taking one and you're only affecting this amount, that I don't believe that to be true, because there's plenty of times that people come here, get educated, and then they go back and take that to their country. They bring, you know, technology.
I think that's a really small number. I don't think it is,
but you have a small amount of people that are coming. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
But they can still educate and take that back home, and then they affect them. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. You know, it's a small paper cut. It's a paper cut.
You look at it from that side. I look at it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that the people who come here from those countries, they come here unknowing. And they come and try to apply the same form of government that they left in their countries because that's what they're used to. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, this is how it should be. You know, the government should take care of me. Because in Latin America, that's the mentality. The government promises all these things. Oh, you're poor. We're going to help you. We're going to take it from the rich. We're going to give it to the poor. This is the message.
Robert.
And so what happens is that these people come here and then they influence our form of government. So the United States is not great because we were a tyranny that took over. You know, I know that there's this idea and belief that that's what happens. The United States, I mean, my mom used to tell us when I was a kid, she said that my dad had this mentality. She would say, oh, yeah, your dad, you know, because America was, you know, he used to listen to, what's his name? Castro, Fidel Castro on the radio. my mom used to tell us. And he was like, oh, yeah, he knows what he's talking about. The reason these countries are poor is because of the American imperialism that has imposed their will on the people here. You know, and it's like, and people buy this. And because of that, then they allow these people to become dictators and control them because they said, okay, yeah, if you give me money, then I'm willing to give up my rights. And that's the distinguishing aspect of this country, where we believe in individual liberty, meaning, hey, you know what? Nothing is guaranteed to you. The only thing that we're going to guarantee to you is life, liberty, and your ability to be able to pursue your own happiness. There was no, in the original documentation, there was no, like, we're going to guarantee you a home.
Yeah, no,
there was none of that. And so, like, for me, it scares me because people don't realize that as soon as you say, okay, yeah, let me get that check, you're giving up a certain liberty. Anyway, so going back to the whole immigration thing, I believe that the people who are coming here are more influencing our way of government than we are influencing the rest of the world. Anyway.
No, I mean, I can see both sides. I see his point, but I also feel that a lot of the ones that get educated here don't want to go back, because if you come from a really shitty country, you can't make a change there. You can't. If you come from a dictatorship or anything like that, you know, like some like a Venezuela, like, right. You know, let's say you defected from Venezuela. I don't want to go back there. I can't make no change under that kind of regime. If I go back and open my mouth, I'm going to die. You know what I mean? You know, if you come here from China and you go back and you say, well, I want to institute all these American values. Yeah, it's not going to happen. You know what I mean? So if you're talking about, yeah, you know, I'm from Sweden. I came here and I got educated. I went back to Sweden. Like, they're already good. You know, so you can help with those changes. But I don't know about these impoverished nations. I just don't know.
Mentalities like that don't change overnight. Like, it takes mm-hmm. time, you know, and yeah. People have been beaten up by their government. So it takes time. And I'm not saying that these people won't be martyrs, but I mean, the same thing that's happened there, if you want to talk about like martyrs, has also happened here when people mm-hmm. try to make change. They still get killed here,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just the civil rights movement or mm-hmm. when during
Kennedy.
Exactly. Or even during Abraham Lincoln, right? Yeah. A lot of people died and to create change. But
and he died because of change too, because right. of the right. things he implemented.
So for me,
Martin Luther King, yeah. Lincoln, exactly. Evers, exactly. all of these people have been martyrs. So,
exactly.
I mean, it's just a part of it. I don't want to call it a game, but it's just a part of the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's for you to make change, somebody's going to have to go.
And I think he mentions that he in the video, he says, you know, with the people who could create that change in their countries, they find an outlet, and America's that outlet. And no change ever comes because we're, like I said, a pressure release valve.
But I don't think we see it. I don't think we really get to see it. Because when we think of, like, visions of Africa, right, like, it affects me too. So when we think of visions of Africa, we think of these people with spears and dressed up. I mean, that's the picture right. that we're given.
Talking with
but
clicks.
they're not showing you like different neighborhoods in Johannesburg and things like yeah. that. They're not showing you that. They're showing you the jungle or them walking in the desert. But that's not. I don't think we get to see the real.
Right. Yeah.
I think we get to see what they want us to see. That propaganda. So we don't really know.
Mm. I mean, and there's a lot of beautiful places in these other, you know, other parts of the world, these other countries. And like, and I do agree. You ask anybody, what is any of these up and coming cities look like? They'll be like, I don't know. You got to go on Google. Right. And you never hear about it in the news. Like, hey, you hear about the negative stuff. So you hear about South Africa, you hear about the apartheid and now the reverse discrimination, how, you know, the blacks are trying to take over the whole thing. And, you know, and it's turning in, you hear about the negative. You never hear about positive.
Where are your vacation spots?
With mine?
Well, we don't really talk about vacation spots in the United States. I mean, we have them. But if you're going on vacation, we think about taking a cruise somewhere. We're thinking mm-hmm. about flying to another country.
Right.
I mean, so Nelson. these are the vacation what? Spots.
I said, not me and Nelson. We're driving the whole country.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do all 50. No, I get it. But I think most of those places where when you go to visit, that's it. That's the highlight. But if you go in further in, you know, for a great example was Rocky Point. You know what I mean? Like, we stayed in the compound, basically.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And but where the tourist people, the area, you know, those places are nice. So, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't think we realize.
I don't mean to cut you off, but one of the only reasons why a lot of people like to go to these other countries or go on cruise
cheap.
Because it's cheaper,
yep.
Right? Because if you travel in the U.S., you're still paying a U.S. dollar price.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even though when you go to the Caribbean or something like that, you're paying pretty much American prices, right? Because they know who's coming there. So you're not really getting much, but still you get a good deal on the hotels and the all-inclusive.
I think the cheap comes when you get off that compound. But yeah. When you're on the compound, they're still charging you.
Yeah.
They're still beating you over the head.
Yeah, when you go into that village.
Did I tell you about the place that we stayed at?
No.
So we went to Rocky Point, and this guy gets a Airbnb, right?
Yeah, it was Airbnb. It was this awesome con. I don't care what anybody says. This was a good house.
Let me tell the story. So
he's already defending.
No, because so I'm with Wendy, right? We're
oh, that was that time for your thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah. I have it on Google Maps, and I'm arriving, right? And it says turn here, and like I'm like. Like we're in this, you know, in the city, you know, with the local
in the village, yeah,
in the village, and it's like, and I'm like, okay, the resort's gonna show up somewhere around here, and then like Google Maps says you're here. I'm talking about dirt roads, dude, like yeah. Dirt roads. It's just like, where are we? You know what I mean? Like, and Wendy's like, no, I think it's further that way. And I'm like, no, the map says you're here, right? It says, and I call this guy up, and I'm like, bro. Like,
where are we?
I think I wrote the wrong address. And he's like, no. He starts laughing. He's like, no, it's right here. And I'm like, where? Like, because all I see is, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, everything poverty, man. Like, it's bad. And so
I open up the gate and I come out and I see him down the block.
I'm right here. And then so it's like this huge old brick wall with barbed wire at the top and everything and like a freaking steel door.
Yeah.
Freaking huge. And then so he's like, no, I'm right here. And I'm like, where? And then I go in and then boom, it's a nice place. And I'm like, oh shit. I mean, right in the middle of the city, they have this.
So that just shows compound. Something. Not to cut you off, but if you think about it, that just even goes to show that person in that impoverished area put up a concrete wall,
yeah.
A steel barrier, and barbed wire around the whole compound so that nobody can hop that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And get in. That thing was one of the most secure things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's.
See, they built a wall and they're in Mexico.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
Oh, because like, so, it's probably cheap. You know what I mean?
Like, but just like anything, when you go when at your house, you have an alarm system, right?
Hell yeah.
Right? You lock your door because you don't want people coming in, right?
But
that's the thing, right? So if you ring the doorbell and you're allowed in, cool, you can come in. To me, I feel that's the same way, like with immigration policy. Like if you do it the right way, I have no problem. My family's immigrants. You know what I'm saying? But and I don't think a wall is going to solve the problem because people got tunnels and cars.
I don't think people who are wanting a wall, like me, I'm not against stopping people from coming to this country at all. I'm saying
nobody's ever
got to funnel them, though. You know what I mean?
Like we
can't just like allow because, look, I hear stories, you know, from my family, from family friends who did cross illegally. And they're talking about, you know, OK, we're going to cross you, but you're going to have to carry this bag that has I don't know what in it. And so they're forced to carry fucking drugs. And because smugglers. The drug dealers, they take advantage of them. They're like, okay, look, this guy's
not like the Me Too movement, how people take advantage of it and then it's just like destroyed.
Okay. You're
don't think that.
Got him.
The only way the drugs get in here is by people walking across. You know that we allow a lot of that stuff to pass.
Yeah,
so don't
you're right.
You know, if you get a few hundred people, that's not enough to fix America.
Because all you got to do is pay a couple border people.
Yeah, you pay people off.
And then they're going to let you in.
Well, what was the last one? They were saying that the cartels got smart. They put all the drugs in like in a freezer, but underneath. You know, like they put it inside the meat. And like they did some crafty shit.
All
and it's like
types of different methods.
You're never going to stop.
Hey, guys, can we take a break?
Yeah.
Because I got to take a piss.
You see what I'm saying?
She would let me get R. Kelly'd.
Yes.
I'm like,
I would save you.
The only time
I'd captain save
the only time I save is like when I'm not gonna let you go home with some like, you know, weirdo. But that's about it.
So like,
I mean, if you're making a conscious decision to like talk and flirt with this person or whatever, and you're not like, oh, let's get away. Like that one guy who was trying to holler, and I was like, guys, and we, and me and Courtney left, and then we came back and we're like, why are you still standing by him? Like, we're getting out of this situation.
So to tell the story, so she started, this guy, you danced with him. So anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
You rubbed your ass on his pee-pee.
No, I didn't. It was a two-step.
I wasn't even there.
Oh my gosh. But still, it was a two-step.
Hey, that sounded better.
She was like,
smell it,
man. No, I was not. It was two-stepping.
Let me finish the story. What ends up happening is he becomes like really obsessed. He's lingering.
Yeah.
Oh, you told me this story. Lingering.
So he's like just like standing there, and you know, like she's obviously done talking to him. She's like, oh, thanks for the dance, blah blah blah. And then he's just standing there, and then he starts talking to me. He's like, oh, you know, I work for this news network. I'm involved in the media. And so for me, like, I found that interesting. I was like, oh shit, because you know, I like, you know, when it comes to television and stuff like that, I you know, I'm always interested. So I'm like, oh, you know, how did you get in that field? And da da da. So I was having a conversation with him, like, you know, on that level. She comes up to me. She's like, why are you talking to him? She's like looking at me like, oh, yeah. Crazy, like mad. Like, why are you talking to him? And I'm like, I'm just trying to have a conversation. He's like right here. She's like, let him leave. And I'm like, okay. And so, but. So he kept coming around and trying to dance with her again. And she was like, no, thank you. You know, being nice at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then, like, you guys leave because you guys are done with it.
I was like, oh, let's go to the restroom or something.
And when they left, I told him, hey, look, man, she's really not interested. And you should probably just drop it. He was like, cool. All right. Well, the night continues. More drinking. And you know what I mean? Like, and he comes back. And we're at the bar at that time. At that point. And so he comes around and he's like, you know, trying to, what was he like, tapping you or something?
Yeah. He just was like, we get like really close predator. And trying to like, kind of like,
and so then,
and if you're, I'm like,
yeah. So then when, so then I go up to him, like I go terrible, straight to him and terrible. I was going to tell him again. And he's like, I know. And he just leaves. And that was the last time. But oh my God, that guy was like persistent.
Predator, man. Yeah. And then he tried to wait till she got more. You know, off the
He wanted to R. Kelly you.
Yeah. Oh,
my thing is, like, when people ask for a dance, most of the time, if someone asks for a dance, I'm like, okay. And it's not when it's like hip hop, like, you know, grinding. Back that thing up. Yeah. I don't do that one. But like, if someone literally is like, oh, do you want to dance like a country dance? Or if we're doing something where you kind of don't have to like super like touch, like, I'm cool with that. And I think it takes.
But you were touching.
Your
butt touched his peepee.
No, okay.
You touched his little pecker.
Look at his
little
that
Pepe.
Did not happen.
Yeah, don't lie. That's why you're blushing.
No, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's not.
Folks, people should know the truth.
I would tell you. I was like, oh, on that D. No, it was not.
She just, tried to do. You know, part small, of me wants to talk mind. About that text message, but I'm not going to bring that up.
What text message?
Dun, dun, dun.
The text message she sent us.
Which one? Explain.
With the
Oh yeah. Okay. So
we're
let's talk about this.
Let's
talk about it.
So apparently, you know, our friend Samantha over here decided to send me and Nelson and I. This is against my will. She sent us a text message from something she got on Snapchat. Apparently, she got a Snapchat from a guy that sent her a dick pic.
Massive.
Dick. That like his dick was about this big. I mean, she says,
let me show you this dick. Let me show you this dick.
I'm good.
No, let me show you this dick.
You're good.
No, we need to know if this is.
I have to be.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Because
this is like Photoshopped. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she sends this to us while we're at work.
Okay.
And I'm like sitting here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys. Is that a fucking Photoshopped dick?
You know what I'm saying?
He sent that to you?
Yeah.
And then he goes, tell me what you think.
That's not normal. So is that normal?
Tell me,
dude.
If
you have a dick that big, you ain't sending dick pics. You were in porno. You're getting paid for that dick. You know what I mean? That's not normal. In the every porno I've ever seen, I've never seen a dick that big.
I just don't feel like women want to be impaled. I think it should be a pleasurable act. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you'll fucking kill him.
This monster.
Some women want to be impaled.
Dude, that's not normal. That's like a 2 foot dick. That's like a 2 foot dick.
That's moving organs around and stuff, man. It's.
But let me finish the story. So she sends this to us, and
we're I'm at work,
right? And so I open it up, and a fucking big dick, dude. And you know me, I panic, bro. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? And then she's like, I'm like, why would you send that? Like, you should send a text message first, guys. NSFW.
I was
right?
Like, you have to prepare if it comes from our Jesus chat. Christ. And I was
so I'm in the same boat, right? So me and Nelson get the text at the same time because we're in the same group chat. We work like literally two rows behind. And I get this thing. I do the same thing. I'm fumbling my phone. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, did anybody just see what just came on my phone?
So then as soon as I closed the phone, I walk over to Nelson's desk and I'm like, and we're both shaking our heads like he knows why I'm over there. I'm like, did you get exactly. I'm like, did you look? He's like, bro. Like, bro. I'm like, dude, that shit ain't normal. I'm like, why would you not IM us to say, hey,
FYI.
I said, hey, don't open this. I just sent you guys text messages.
I'm curious as to Samantha's response to that. Yeah. Like, I'm more curious as to how
she screenshotted it.
No, this is what happened. So my thing is, I literally said hi to this person. And then the next thing they said was like, oh, you know, where are you? How are you? Like, where are you from? Like, trying to like get information, you know, just, you know, conversation. Yeah,
chop, chop.
No response, right? Yeah. So this was over a week and a half ago. Mm. So this is why also why it's so like, I have not responded to you other than a hi for a whole week. And you've been asking me questions. And then you're just like, well, I'm going to try to wrangle her in with the dick. Like, you know what I mean? Right. Like, what?
He could have went fishing
and
with
so
that.
Then it, I, so then I started. No, because then I started like saving it, right? Because I was like, oh, I want to save these so like we can use it for what, our things.
Yeah.
And he literally responds back. He's like, why are you saving our messages? And I'm like, damn it. And then so I was like, screenshot, block, inappropriate, gone. So now I just like block them.
No, I'm not saying like it worked because of, you know, on her. I'm just saying that he did it. And I'm thinking it must have worked. Like
100%.
When dudes do things.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I'm sure he sent it to like 30 other girls.
Yeah.
You know so mean? My like, question is before we go into the why you got the dick pic. So this guy friended you on Snapchat and you have no idea who he is?
Yeah, I've never met. Have you met?
Correct. No.
So why did you accept his friend request?
So this is the thing. It's like if someone's like, hey, you know, it just says like, oh, someone's added you and you I have to put it. I'm like, okay, accept.
You know what?
I have my Snapchat on like my Instagram and stuff like that. So I'm like, eh.
This goes back to something that's so age old. I always wonder why women do that.
What?
It's a dude you don't want to talk to. Mm-hmm. You still give him your number. And I've heard women say, look, I just don't want any issues. I just gave him the number just to get him out of here. I'm a block. I'm like, no, just don't give him the number.
So I'm not interested.
Don't even step into that. Thing is, we have a different platform like social media. You can still do it. My thing is just don't do it. Like if I'm not sure who this person is, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, can't you just kick him off your shit?
But my thing, that's what I did. So my thing is, I don't have a problem like accepting you or whatever. Mm. And like, I see your story. And if something about your story or whatever, I don't like, whatever. I know the stuff I post, like I feel comfortable with like people seeing my posts, mm-hmm. whatever they are. I don't think that they're whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and then if you approach me and you do something like that, then I'm like, no, you know what I mean? That's not a big deal to me. I just think it's crazy that like, that's someone's like,
no, you're
okay.
Right.
So wait, one of the things that I had a conversation with one of our friends about this precise subject, unsolicited dick pics, right? And I think you were with us. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one day she comes in, you know, into the we were at
Santeezy's.
No, it wasn't Santeezy.
I'm pretty sure it was.
No, it was what side of the spot on 59th? Anyway, so we were at the
Zips.
So we're at Zips, right? And she comes in and she's like, "You guys are not gonna believe what I just got," right? And so she starts telling us a story about this guy who she had met. And out of nowhere, just sends her a dick pic, right? Yeah. And then so she was like so angry and like, why would he send this? Like, what is he thinking? You know, da 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 da. And so, you know, we got into a big old discussion about like, what do men really think? I mean, are they thinking that the girl's going to look at the dick and be like, I want to sit on that? You know, like that's probably what they're thinking. You know what I mean? Like, okay. So, but then, so we dove into this conversation, chopped it up every which way. Okay. And then... at the end, this is a true story. At the end, she's like, you know what? That's a really confident man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna message him.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So to me, like, and I told her, this is why they said, because like, you're entertaining this. But I think I get it because like, it is. So she was attracted to the confidence, not necessarily the dick.
It goes, goes hand in hand.
Well, I think women are okay.
Sorry. I'm just saying, it goes hand in hand. Right? Like, for you to do like, to do that, you got to have confidence. And if you know if you have a nice dick or not, you know what I mean. Like,
how many times have you sent your?
Oh, I just won't do that. I'm confident.
You've
as
never
fuck.
Sent.
No,
your,
I'm confident as fuck, but I will never.
How many times
ever
have you sent?
Send a dick.
Do you want to share that?
There's no amount of. I don't know. I've done it.
Yeah, but unsolicited
it's just,
though.
No, it's never unsolicited.
Or they request it.
It'd be a request
or a quid pro quo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you send me something.
I'll I got the reverse shit that goes to my head by sending a dick pic. In your case, by doing that, by getting a fucking dick pic by somebody, you technically, you can go to the fucking police and be like, look, I've been sexually harassed. I got a fucking dick pic. This is the guy's name. This is where he's at. Fuck that, man. That's where my shit goes to the legal shit.
Well, for me, if I have a track
record. I'd be in jail. I'm just kidding. No.
Like, for me, I have a track record.
Guys with small penises don't send dick pics. They don't.
I have a track record. So you're not going to get me with that. You know what I'm saying? Going to the cops. Like, there's some sort of dialogue here that led up to that. Like,
right, exactly.
I got a track record.
So right, but that's the whole point. There's a huge difference.
A solicited one and an unsolicited. No, an unsolicited one,
like,
I'm talking about.
Difference. Is that really sexual harassment, though? Like, yes. So you saw a dick.
Yeah, that's indecent exposure.
Have you ever? Oh my gosh! One time I was in San Francisco,
like public, being in public.
Oh no, dude! It's bigger than that now.
So yeah. I should change my ways. I'm just kidding. No, I don't do that. No. It's always a quid pro quo.
I just don't think people. Yeah, you should never just be like.
But you got to get that right angle. You know what I mean? Like
like my man in some Samantha's
picture from down below. Exactly.
Dude, that was like a fucking Rambo pose. You know what I'm saying? He was just like, "What's up?" That dude, that's not normal.
That was like a dick superimposed on a dick. You know what I'm saying?
That was like dick layering.
Yeah.
Tim was like so in.
That was the wall.
He was like,
okay, stop it now. Stop
you,
it.
You were so impressed. You were like trying to like follow the vein, make sure where there's the cut. So they think
he's like, this cannot be real. He's like,
dude, that shit just didn't look normal. Like, I mean, right off the bat, the first time, I'm like, that's not fucking normal.
Like, the larger the better? Or is there a cutoff where you're like, okay, this is too much?
Okay, there's definitely a cutoff. Okay, there's definitely a cutoff.
And where is that cutoff?
On both sides. Like, where's the cutoff on both sides?
It's different for every person. But I will tell you, like, I'm pretty, like, confident for all of them out there when I can say that nobody wants micro and nobody wants a really, like, skinny pencil dick.
Jethro.
Because,
like, if you're holding it like a bat, like, that guy was holding it like a bat. Yeah,
he
like,
really was.
He was like, like, Jesus.
It was like a salami.
Yeah. He was like this.
Batter up.
You could literally fucking hit a baseball with that. That's insane. That was too much. Anyway,
TMI.
This shit went fucking downhill.
Downhill fast.
We're gonna have to cut out.
We're gonna have to like, chop.
Still it's too pretty much interesting,
dude. Yeah. That should be the blooper reel.
Jeez,
it's a fucking baseball bat, dick.
No, hey. But for me, like, to me, a guy who does that to sends the dick pic. Has God not understand women? You know what I mean? Like, this guy feels that women are probably like, or
it probably worked for him. Shit. Dude.
Or has zero respect and is like, fuck these bitches. And I'll do what I want.
And the thing that makes me nervous about it, like, is if, like, I'm either sending it to the right place or if... Did I just put this as my
profile?
I kind of think this guy might.
I've had nightmares like that.
I kind of think this guy might have just like, this might be his like shtick because like his name was like.
Big shtick?
You know, blank blank, and it was an eggplant. And I was like.
Oh, that's right.
That's a little interesting that you would have that. And so maybe that's like his only thing that he has. So he thinks like. I'm gonna show my big dick, but it's like you're still single and have no girl. So well, there's obviously more things.
Maybe
wrong.
He does have a girl.
What if it is false advertising? Maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's my other thing too. What if it's false advertising? We were talking about that, but I'm like, I think that you would be in a really that's like the dick fish, right? It's like a catfish. Like you're like.
Let me ask you this: Is there
a dick fish?
Would you ever like see a dick pic that you're like, shit? I need to get on that.
No, right? I know. But this is the thing for girls. I will tell you. Well, I mean, this is not for everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Out of cough.
As a girl, if like, say
woman,
somebody...
It's not a girl, it's a woman.
A woman. You know, you hook up with some guy or whatever, and then you guys are just friends, or you maybe, I don't know if you want to call that friends, or you're just like, I don't know, just casual or something, right? And then, you know, you're telling your friend about it, and you're like, oh yeah, this, and this, because girls talk. I feel like that talk, that description... is more enticing than I mean, 100% more impressive than just a picture. Because if the girl's like, these are the things that he did, and you're like, oh, that's good, you know, versus like just this thing. Because then you're like, I want to maybe try that. Like,
free
man.
Advertisement is the best.
Like I think that's what's dangerous, though, too, because it makes some people be like,
I want to fuck him.
Be like, he sounds amazing. Yeah,
this is
you
why.
Know?
This is why. And again, this is probably also why a lot of the females I know don't have a lot of female friends, because that they get catty and they all fucking go after each other's dudes and shit like that. That's a big thing, mm-hmm. You know. They all say, "I only have guy friends." That's almost like a red flag. Like,
When I stopped going to church, and you know, I was naive to a lot of things. I mean, yeah, I had sex, but I was, you know, naive to a lot of things.
Anal?
Yeah. To this, I don't Oh, hell no. Why do you bring that up, man? I started dating somebody, but I didn't understand. Let me tell you what happened, and then you'll get what I'm saying. So she sends me a text, and I think I was at work. And the text, it says, "Hey, I'm thinking about you, and, you know, I think you should come over for lunch." And, you know, she's trying to get me to start talking nasty. You know what I mean? Like, but she had never done that. And I had never had like a conversation like that. You know what I mean? You get exactly what I'm talking about, right? So I didn't know what to say or what to do. So I'm like, she's like, "I really want you right now." And I'm like, what do you need? You know, I'm like, I'm not picking. I'm missing all the signals, bro. Listen. So she's like, I want you to come over. And I'm like for sex? And she's like, yes. And so she gets like mad at me because I'm not going there. You know, I don't know what she wanted me to say. Like, she ended up telling me what she wanted me to say. She was like, because she was with her sister and they were talking about their whatever. Mm-hmm. And this is one thing that I found females, you guys share like a lot of things.
We overshare.
overshare.
So then she was like, absolutely. She told me later on that she was with her sister, and she's like, which, because the kind of the same thing, you know, her sister's dating someone. And she's like, well, which one of them would be the nastiest, you know? And so that's what, when she starts texting me this, like, she's wanting me to answer it. And I'm like, I completely.
You want to bring groceries?
Missed it. And by the way, why do you guys share?
Wait, hold
information.
On.
Yeah.
So now if you get a text from somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Now what do you say?
Oh, yeah. Dick pic right away. Boom. You're going to get it.
You're going to get the fucking
Don't text
egg
me nasty, Tim.
You're not holding back. You're just giving it out.
It's coming. It's coming.
Ugh.
Ugh. Funny.
The way you look at me.
You know, girls like to so talk disgusting. Anyways.
Yeah,
right?
You guys talk a lot. Yeah.
We like to talk, and then it's like.
It makes no sense.
We talk. Okay.
Go ahead. Why?
Well, just in general, like, we're talking about something, and it's just like, you know, we get more into our feelings, and like, oh, like this, and this, and this, and this, and this. So it just gets really in detail. So, point, my moral of the story for females, especially, you have a man, you just have to like be like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, how's your sex life or whatever? And it's like, yeah, it's really good. Like, that's all you need to say. Mm-hmm. Because if you, you know, if you're not sure about your girls, do not get too nitty gritty, because then they're going to be like,
I'm a fuck him.
Yeah.
I'm a take your man.
No, I don't think everyone's like that. But I've heard a lot of situations where some people.
I was going to say, as a man, like, I'm not telling anybody. Like, I'm not telling you.
Yeah, guys don't have that conversation.
What,
like on
what
somebody that,
down.
Like if I'm dating a girl, somebody we don't have that.
If I'm dating
conversation,
a girl,
oh yeah, the way I fuck my wife. Like,
I'm not giving.
Yeah, but talk.
If it was a one night stand, oh yeah, I'm gonna say all the shit I did. I fucking threw her around. I fucking punched her in the face.
Right,
you know
about
somebody
you care about.
But
right, so that's what I'm saying for like a girl that I'm talking to, like maybe your past relationship or like oh this. But like if it's someone like right here that you're you know having your engagement right now,
yeah.
I would say like just you know be general.
Yeah,
if you're gonna say anything.
So
at all.
You learned this,
huh?
Did you learn this, or
I'm just saying?
Did you have like a friend that take your man?
I feel like there's a story here.
No,
or did you take your man?
Oh, wow. No, listen, listen. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I've been highly intrigued in certain situations. Like, damn, you know, like
he's got it like that.
I want to like. Find out, you know, because of like some really good imagery.
Really?
Oh, so you had like a 50 shade. You had like a 50 shade of gray moment, no, like in your mind.
But it's more
in your
just
mind,
like
daydreaming about it.
No,
like fucking your friend's boyfriend.
No, never a boyfriend. Gross.
Oh, like a one night stand?
No, just like, you know, like a friend, someone that we both knew, yeah, you know, and that was kind of whatever.
Bat boy. Bat boy.
Oh my gosh, bat boy. Batman. No, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, to me, like, I don't get, and I know you guys, girls, talk about sexuality with, you know what I mean, like with their significant others, with their friends, and I'm like, that's
no weird. I wouldn't do, like I said, I don't, I've never done,
you
like,
know that it happens though, right?
Oh, I'm sure they, yeah, do. Like I said, I don't, because I'm like, no, if I know that like I got imagery and I was like, oh well, maybe that is because of this, then I'm like, I'm not doing that. So
usually their biggest conversation is, my husband don't fuck me no more.
Really?
I don't know, I'm not married, and I've not had conversations like that with any of my married friends.
Joke. Anyway.
All right, guys. I think...
on that note, we're going to end it on that fucking sour note.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us this time.
It was sour.
We'll be back. The Salty Show. We out. Oh, wow.
Why do you make those noises?